21-year-old Bao Shijie splits his time between university and this repair bay, diagnosing faults in electric vehicle chargers. Across China, fewer than 100,000 workers are considered skilled in EV repair, a small but critical workforce in a booming market. Bao is learning to become one of them.
对这个电动电路这方面比较感兴趣，不管是说汽车、油车还是新能源的，它那个汽车电路啊，都比较感兴趣，所以说就选择这条道路。现在看到现在电动车比较普遍了吧，然后就是现在随处可见嘛，基本上现在很多家里面都是开始把传统油车抛弃了，反而去选择一个电动车，新能源车。
China is the world's biggest electric vehicle market. Last year, EVs made up more than half of all car sales in the country. But the workforce servicing these cars is struggling to keep up, with nearly 44 million new energy vehicles on the road. Zhao Fei saw it coming. In 2019, he funded his own trips across China to learn EV repair, because no one in Hefei could teach him.
我们公司买的两台新能源车，我们拆下来看看里面的电池什么样子的，我们看看电机是怎么装的，我们看看压缩机是怎么装的。因为把自己的练好了之后了，我们这个客户说我们有这个能力上手。He
has since trained close to 200 technicians, nowhere near enough to address the nationwide shortfall. At NIO's flagship showroom and factory in Hefei, some 2,000 employees work the production line. Newer recruits arrive through partnerships with local vocational colleges.
学校会给我们定向的输送一些人才，涉及到技师啊、操作人员的这些培养培训。当然，我们也会有工程师去到我们的这个院校去参与到联合的培养。But
for independent garages, the transition is harder. On Sunny Street, Hefei's oldest auto repair strip. Nie, who has been a technician for 15 years, had to spend over 10,000 yuan, or nearly $1,500, to learn the new skills.
朋友介绍的，到那边培训班，报了一个学习班嘛，大概的了解一下。后来也是靠自己慢慢摸索的。人家修理不能不修啊，你不修不就落伍了吗？As
a 32-year-old technician, Nie can still learn, but not everyone can make that leap. Xue, in her 50s, has repaired petrol cars for almost 30 years. She's not crossing over.
学一学，你投资大了，你不想去；你投资少的，花钱不多的，要想去学学也可以。那也可以，就是讲能出来，但是进车太早了，进车一年比一年难，你今年来，明年可能更难。你要是跑这多换进车。
China leads the world in building electric cars. Whether it can build the workforce to keep them running is still an open question.